Episode 2, The Essence of Leadership, A Personal Journey. Welcome back to the Ghetto Mother Teresa Show, the space where we dive deep into the facets of leadership, exploring its nuances, challenges, and transformative power. I'm Chantel, your guide on this journey of discovery and insight. Today, in our second episode, we're taking a more personal turn, delving into what leadership truly means to me. It's a reflection, a collection of lessons learned, and an invitation for you to explore the depths of our and your own in leadership journey. Leadership. It's a word that carries immense weight, doesn't it? For some, it evokes images of charismatic figures, leading charges. For others, it's about quiet, steadfast guidance in the face of challenges. For me, leadership has always been a multifaceted jewel, each facet reflecting a different aspect of what it means to lead and to be led. Let's start with the cornerstone of leadership, vision. For me, vision isn't just about having a goal. It's about seeing the potential for what could be against the backdrop of what is. It's a beacon that guides, motivates, and inspires. But vision alone isn't enough. It's like a map without a compass if it's not paired with integrity, the true north of leadership. It's easy to talk about being honest, ethical, and moral when the seas are calm. But the true test? How you navigate the stormy waters. Integrity is the compass that keeps the vision in sight, no matter the turbulence. Now envision with me a leader standing firm, vision and integrity in check. But they stand alone. Herein lies the heart of my leadership philosophy. Empowerment. A leader's strength isn't measured by how much they can accomplish solo, but by how much they can empower others to achieve. It's about lifting others up, giving them the tools, confidence, and space to shine. This brings me to a personal story. I remember several years ago, I was working at a company and was passed up for raises and promotions, and I had hit every metric and goal and surpassed everything, yet still received a negative review. I remember being moved to a different manager, and after this leader reviewed my work for several months, as well as review the negative employee review I received on my annual, this manager called me in for a one-on-one and said, "Hey, I've been looking at your work. I have spoken to other managers throughout the org, and I don't understand why your performance review was so low. I am not sure if maybe there's something going on between your manager's relationship and you, but I want to let you know that I recognize your work. And so I'm going to give you a raise to make up for you not receiving any raises, promotions, or equity in the past year and a half." I think at that point, that was the first time I had a manager let alone a high-level leader that actually cared about me as an employee, who was willing to take an unbiased approach to try to understand why certain staff members were being called bad employees, yet still meeting all of the requisites and then some for their role. And this individual continued on to be one of my biggest, I don't want to say hero, but role model for someone who didn't really have an active father figure. This individual took me under his wing and would train me and coach me. And even when I misbehaved or would fumble the ball, this manager, this leader, never once kept me in the naughty list indefinitely, you know? It was like, if you made a mistake, you're going to get coached. You're going to be expected to improve, but we're going to move forward and not hold everything against you. And to me, that's a true leader. When you have someone willing to train and build up the future leaders of the organization and be truthful and constructive. And I wound up staying at that organization for another, you know, 2 years or so because I loved that manager so much as a mentor, as a father figure, as a leader, you know. This person just embodied all of the characteristics that one could possibly want. And I hope one day Todd Brugger can actually hear this episode, because he was such an inspirational and inspiring human being to my career. And till this day, I still hope to model myself and some of my behaviors after this guy. You know, and that says a lot when you have a manager that you're willing to promote and say, hey, this person was so amazing, not just to me, but to the rest of the organization. And the love and respect he commanded, you know, just goes to show just how great of a human this person was. In this journey of leadership, I've also learned that adaptability is key. The ability to pivot, to embrace change, not as a foe, but as an ally, has been instrumental. Leadership isn't about having all the answers. It's about seeking them relentlessly, with curiosity and an open mind. And perhaps most importantly, compassion. Seeing through others' eyes, understanding their struggles, and becoming a beacon of support. Leadership is as much about minds as it is about hearts. As we reflect on these facets of leadership, vision, integrity, empowerment, adaptability, and compassion, I invite you to ponder, what does leadership mean to you? How do these elements show up in your life, in your leadership style? In our next segment, I'll be bringing on a special guest to be determined. We will continue to have guests on this podcast, primarily focused on artists and entrepreneurs that embody and embrace a lot of these principles in their daily life and work. We'll hear from their stories, challenges, and insights on what makes a leader truly effective and transformative. Before we dive into that conversation, I want to leave you with this. Leadership is not a title, nor a position. It's an action, a choice to stand up, to guide, to empower, and to inspire. It's a journey, one that I am still on, and I suspect will always be on. Stay tuned for our next segment, and remember, the essence of leadership starts with a choice to make a difference in your life and the lives of others. I thank you for joining me today on the Ghetto Mother Teresa podcast. I am Chantel, and it's been a pleasure sharing this space with you. Until next time, keep leading with your heart, and let's make a difference together.